Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Check out our video of the day then today at DougStephan.com. This is from Cracked's YouTube channel. So Kenny, explain Cracked for the unwashed that don't know what they would get if they went to the YouTube channel, the Cracked YouTube channel.
Cracked is a comedy website, kind of like Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. They also have a channel that streams. That's where Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee plays.
Really? Oh. That's something that you can stream anytime, right? Is that like a podcast, watching that?
You can stream all of the shows from that series.
And all right. So now
and stuff.
You got that in your mind. You understand how this works. There is a popular portion of Crack's channel that is called Honest Ads. They take a series. They're actually, at this moment in time, because of what's going on with our weight and exercise and all that sort of thing, so they take aim at gyms and memberships for gyms, as a lot of people flock to them. New Year's resolution, I'm losing weight. So here's some of the audio from the video you got to see, because I'm sure the nuance that comes from watching these people as they come in to sign up. But this, a little bit of audio. Let's see if we can get out of that, Richard.
Gyms. They're the only way you can get fit, aside from all the other ways, and the only place you can get juice, aside from lots of others. And while you could improve your health with a t-shirt, shorts, and determination, part of you think you can buy fitness.
I'm Roger, and you're going to pay me to let you do exercises in my building, because at Horton's Center to Move Around In, you can move around in many different ways. And if these sexy toned statue people don't convince you to join,
your deep-seated fears and occasional optimism will. So sign up for a gym membership today. We'd love to have you as a member, because you remind us of our current members. They're out-of-shape shame monsters who don't come here regularly and who signed our contract because it gave them a momentary burst of hope endorphins. Those lump and sad balls never actually come here, and their fees more than subsidize the rare gym member who does show up. Mm-hmm. It's our entire business model. That and making the Terry Crews wannabes who do come here feel inadequate.
Until they hire expensive personal trainers.
Personal trainers, of course, are a service.
I think we get the gist of this.
Really fun.
How many people have gone to gyms and then used a personal trainer at the gym? Richie, did you ever do that?
I've never used a personal trainer. My nephew is a personal trainer.
Yeah, I know he is. All right, what about you, Kenny?
No, I had a gym membership for a while and was approached by a couple different personal trainers there who wanted me to hire them.
My wife paid $1,000
for how much training?
I don't know, 20 sessions or something like that.
$50 a session.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not
all
bad.
Right. What about you, Jen?
No, not at the gym. Mm-mm.
No, never had a trainer.
No. That said, I go to Taekwondo, and there's an instructor
That's
for every single class.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
It's kind of a trainer. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the other night, 100 jumping jacks. You know, do this, do that, do this. And he walked us through the whole workout.
All right. So if Meredith is listening right now, she's rolling her eyeballs because she's listening to the thread of this conversation about trainers. And the reason I'm into this is because this time of year, there are so many people who have gone to the gym. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't got a clue. They get hurt.
Yep. Yep.
The first thing they do is pick up the wrong weight. You really do have need for instruction.
If you're going to go use the weights, have somebody show you how
so
to
do it.
And
this
some of
trainer.
The equipment's confusing, too.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. I had this trainer working with me this last year who is moderately expensive. I say that with a smile on my face because he was pretty expensive. But he has done more to train me the right way to do things on my own than anybody else that I've ever
And you're a guy that's
with.
Always used trainers.
All
yes, I have always
myself.
Used trainers. Yeah, it's very important to learn. If you're going to do it, Do it right. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt.
My nephew does these boot camps, and they are
very smart. To popular. All right. Yeah. Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully, 28 after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a slave to the clock? Well, certain times of day, usually without your conscious knowledge, exert more of an influence on you than other times. Here's the social science of it. Humans plan their daily schedule around the top or bottom of the hour. Meetings, meals, phone calls, even the daily commute tend to be scheduled on the hour or the half hour. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta buck this trend. Commuting? Pick an odd time between the hour and half hour. That way you'll be slightly behind or slightly ahead the big hourly or half hourly commute push. Or schedule a meeting for 11:06. People will certainly remember the time. Also, make phone calls at an odd time. That's usually when people are finishing up their calls and you'll minimize phone tag. Got a time management tip? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As more and more of us discover the green imperative, emerging markets like China are going to need help to get on board too. In 1 year alone, China consumed more coal than America, Russia, and India combined. And get this, China's opening up new coal power plants every 4 to 7 days now. And here's the rub. Coal-burning power plants account for the deaths of more than 400,000 Chinese each year. And their acid rain also covers Korea, Japan, and us via the Pacific Ocean, inflaming ozone levels along America's west coast. While we here cut greenhouse gas emissions, we're showing China the benefits of increasingly responsible behavior. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.